and they're working on the, on 40, so you kind of have to stop and wait a few minutes. Can we turn that air off?
Yep.
That's going right on me. Do you feel it?
Right on your head?
That's why I'm sitting over here. Out of the line.
I don't know how that damn thing can be so cold.
Try to work in my building and get those firemen people like a refrigerator.
It'll take a minute to cycle down, but.
All right. Well, I mean, I can go get my coat.
When the receptionist and he has on a heater underneath his desk in the summer, it's must
can't
be
you just
cold,
up
Michael.
It a few degrees?
Like, the guys don't, they just whine and complain. It's so cold. It's so cold.
They're like, they want to add 79. And
that's
it's
not
just.
True. But anyway, there's more of them than us, so we just turn on heaters. Okay. Put on a jacket.
Good morning.
Good
morning.
All right, might as well get right into things. Land use meeting, we need to reschedule that. I apologize for last week.
You're sick.
Yeah. I would have rather been here. But so we need to get that rescheduled. I know we'll have to get Julie staying. Mike, can you send out another thing?
I sent it out yesterday.
Yeah. Okay.
So just send you all our
send
dates.
Send you all the dates
that.
So we can get that.
Are we looking at June or July or
June,
both?
June,
right?
June, if we can, yeah.
Okay.
So.
Okay, cool.
So, and then once we get that, then I'll check with Joe Tuss to make sure he's available during that time. He said he's not going anywhere the rest of the summer, so he should
okay.
be pretty much wide open. When I called him and asked him if he could be at the last one, he was in somewhere down in Florida. So he's done with his vacation for the year.
Okay.
Upcoming agenda items, Debbie's got the tax budget, which will be on next week. So hopefully you guys got this on Friday. You'll have, obviously we don't have to review everything, but if you have any questions or comments, if you could please let Debbie know. We worked on this quite extensively to try to adjust the figures. We've been working on it over the last few years to try and get things down to more actual numbers that
right.
we can.
It's just
so the only 2 years, you'll see 22, 23, current, or sorry, 21, 22, current 23, and 24. The only actual numbers that you have are 21 and 22.
Right.
So it's what we are currently in 23, and then 24 is a projection.
So if people pay their full tax in February, do we get the full tax with our first disbursement, or do they wait until they pay the, do they wait and give the second, even though they've got it? Like I say, I pay
my. I know that you can request to get some taxes early if you want.
Well, I mean, I wonder,
that's a
like,
question, I don't know.
Like if you have a,
Yeah.
I've always wondered that. I have no idea.
Question.
I should ask them.
I can ask Angela that.
It's not a big deal. I just wonder. I'm kind of doubting.
You can try, yeah.
I know,
but
we
you'll have to jack
it
up
when it looks so long
and put it in, and then
paid.
You'll have
well,
to
yeah,
and
I know
rotate
when they
the tire
paid,
a little bit.
But I also didn't
and
know
see
if
where
they
it's leaking,
said, well,
and then put that spot
know,
on the
25% paid over, so
and see if it'll hold.
25% more.
I got a feeling it might
be too
big. But
then you're
going to
get. I mean, you're just
going to
get it early. So I don't know how to do
that. A guy is coming at 11:00.
So one of the biggest things to remember on this is
where we were bailing
when you look at
night.
Some of the revenues that come in
you'll have to
and how they fluctuate, a lot of that is
so
depending on whether people pay their taxes.
Get over there.
If they didn't, it's
go
a little less.
Like at 10:30.
If then they came back and caught up,
and
yeah.
start
a little more.
Right, yeah.
No,
I mean, there's no, it's not like 50-50.
Spot,
it's
not like while you wait on me.
But we don't get the fines, do
12,
we?
12, and they're up at, not the new ones.
Because there's a percent, there's
old
a fine.
Old ones, and they're up by, the old
late.
Ones is up
yeah.
by Jerry's house, right in the rut.
Yeah, so the only
okay,
question I had was on that,
ones.
Was it an ambulance? That's
yeah, right.
in both years, but it's not really twice the price. It's just 1 year or the other. We just don't know which one is coming.
Correct.
Right?
So we have the $300,000 in this year, and we put the $300,000 in next
okay.
year. That was another thing I was going to explain to you. Some of them go down to zero for next year. Some of them are the same numbers, and we talked about trying to make that look more consistent, but the problem is if she doesn't have that listed in the budgetary stuff, then she can't do it for appropriations.
Right.
So since it has to be appropriated through both years, then it shows both years.
Right.
And
which is kind of a false narrative, because we're really not
spending the $200,000-$300,000.
Yeah. Okay, I kind of figured what that was, unless we were like all of a sudden buying an engine, but I figured that it was both.
So,
okay.
I'll hit real quick on the fire stuff, and I'll go through kind of the different ones. We might as well, since we're talking fire, we might as well stay there.
Tell me what page you're on.
Well, fire is over multiple pages, and so it's a little difficult because we have a permanent levy, we have fire and EMS bill or EMS billing, and then we also have the 4.9 mil levy. So there's going to be several of those, and so I can hit some of those kind of highlights for you here. You want to pick out numbers or pages? You're quicker at this than I am.
Page 14 is 2192, and that is our 4.9 levy.
Special revenue.
Yeah.
Revenue.
Yeah, so it's the fire levy.
What number
one.
Is it?
Page 14.
I'm on 14.
Okay, so this is the budget for that fund, and if you look at, you know, the incomes, you don't up the income because we don't know, we never know that we'd get more, so we keep it the
right.
same. And then as we go down through the expenses, you'll see that we've taken some away totally that were put there for buffers and salary. We don't need that there. We're trying to, like the 3% in workers' comp, that might go up. The everything else we kept at zero. This is the salary fund, so this is mm-hmm. where we just take the salaries out of. No, try not to do many expenses.
Right.
And so, is that correct? Am I saying that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah.
So
I
the other
correct.
One of the big
okay.
things with this fund as well is, you can see how we've trended in 21 and 22. So. Like the fifth line up from the bottom of the page where it says other salaries, where it's 494 and then 523, that's the actual fire department salaries.
Right.
We did the projection if those kind of stay current with the averages, because you know we have the ARPA funds where we upped it to $2 per hour.
Right.
If you multiply all that out by the maximum we'd have to pay out for that, we still... And if you see going into 23 and 24, there's 600,000 there.
Mm-hmm.
That would absorb the extra $2.
Okay, cool.
So when we lose the ARPA funding at the end of 24, we'll be
right.
able to still maintain that salary.
Right. And it looks like we're still covering it. So that's
right.
good. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, yes. So that's one of the key points to look at there. The other key point is if you go to... capital outlay, which is on...
Let me ask you one question.
Sure.
Good morning.
Morning.
Third line up on the bottom, Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
We pay Social Security
to the fire department, correct.
Yeah, they're not in PERS or police and fire.
Okay, that's a very low amount, isn't it?
We've been paying between 33 and 35,000 for Social Security for the our
okay.
share.
Okay. I mean, that's like 7.5% or something, 7%. Okay.
Well, but some of those salaries you guys get. Oh, no, you get Social Security for yours too, don't
mm-hmm.
you? Okay. Yeah.
Did you just come for the trustee workshop? Look at
it.
Look at it. Well, we're glad to see you. We're just not,
okay.
hadn't seen you before.
I'm Glenn Davis. I called and spoke with this gentleman over
yes.
here.
All right.
He bought Mike Archer's place.
Oh.
Down the road, next
on
to the water
the
south
tower.
Side. South
side.
South
okay.
side.
Back off the road.
Yes.
Is there an underground house back there?
There's two of them.
That's what I thought.
I'm kidding.
No.
No.
No, there's none.
I thought there used to be a house that was. Big.
Oh well, his the basement is like it's a half underground and the main floor is. On ground, on three sides, and then the garage is underneath.
Okay, I never was back there, but somebody explained that. All right, well, thank you.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
So,
turn
the page, you'll see the capital outlay. So, in the five-year plan, there was a few things that was listed on there. Replace the staff car, replace the medic, and replace the engine, and replace the hose.
Mm-hmm.
We replaced the hose last year,
right.
that's in service, hose and nozzles. The medic is on order. We don't know if it'll be here in 23 or 24. The staff car will probably be in 24, and
where's
then
that
line is cut, but I'm not, don't look at the line yet.
Oh, okay.
And then then the saving for the engine, which will probably be 27. That's probably when that would be. We're ways out because we have to build that up. And remember earlier I said there's three funds. So we got the fire or the EMS billing, the permanent fire, and this fire levy. So
to add them all together across the board, you'll get the amount.
So the first one you're going to go to is mid-page where it says other capital outlay. And you see we have $100,000 there. So we'll probably only spend 50-ish of that next year, but the 50 will continue to roll over back into the things as we start the savings for that engine. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we might
because primarily we want to use this fund for salaries.
Correct.
Okay.
Now what's the next one, Debbie?
The next one will be the page 17, 2194.
And so no salaries come out of this.
Expenses.
Just the expenses.
And we...
Go ahead.
We, you know, you'll see a lot of zeros in the past. We've had...
Do you want to switch your places? Everybody else might be melting.
No, I'm going to go get my phone.
Okay.
I hit the off button.
There.
So you'll see all the expenses that come out of here. Usually we do put percentage of increases, but we've tried to, if you look across some of them, what we actually spend to what we budget, because we have to budget quite a bit for repairs. We don't know when the repairs of all the vehicles is very expensive if they happen. So
and
that's
it's
why
not something we plan on.
Right. And so since we've always, I don't want to use the word padded, but since we make these numbers larger, I think we could withstand these 0% increases. For 2024.
Gotcha.
That's why they look like that.
Okay.
But then if you turn to the back page, again, we talk about the capital outlay line. So here's that situation where we hope the medic comes this year. That's
right.
Why we have the $200,000 in there. We're thinking it may not. So
if we don't hear by August that it's going to be here this year, it won't be here till 2024.
Yes, so then
gotcha.
We have to budget it for 2024. But what will happen is then that $200,000 will go at the end of this year into the beginning balance, which makes our ending balance for 24 larger.
Got
$200,000.
Okay.
Now we're going to make
a
jump,
to page 25. And that is the EMS billing fund, where we receive money in from billing. And, you know, a lot of these insurance companies and everybody's paying less and less than what we
what,
bill.
What
so,
is the average reimbursement? Is it like 90 bucks?
No.
Really?
Oh, you mean
actual monetary rate?
Yeah.
Probably somewhere around there.
Yes, compared to like if we bill for 1,000, sometimes some
you
of the insurance
$90. Wow.
And it's all over the board,
like
different insurance companies what we get.
We can't even pull out of the driveway for $90. Like, that's amazing.
It is. It's tough.
You could maybe pull out of the driveway with me, not trained, you know. But wow,
it is. So we run a tight budget in EMS when we can, you know. But we have to buy the supplies, we have to buy the things like that, and again repairs to the equipment, the medic. We have to put a large chunk in there. But if you go down to almost the bottom of the page where the capital outlay is in this fund, once again, we have $200,000 to cover this medic for this year because it's $350 somewhere now ish. So if, you know, we only put 50 in for the following year, thinking we're going to spend it this year. If not,
we'll have to redo that
figure. Yeah, redo that figure.
Okay.
So that's fire in a nutshell. We kind of did the projections out. We should be on track for that engine purchase.
In 27.
Barring anything that crazy would happen.
Right.
I mean,
if it would
happen to fail sooner, I mean, we're talking about a 1999 fire engine. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's already 24 years old. So if things should happen to fail quicker, we would have to look at financing sources for it.
Yeah. Hopefully we won't.
Where are they built this at?
Wisconsin.
Yeah, Wisconsin. Ooh. That's where Pierce built theirs.
Good.
So that's the fire funds, the general fund, that's on the first page, and
There's no surprises there, except that the 3.8 levy will be collecting next year, will be receiving for 2024, so it goes up a little slightly there from the estimates from the county. As far as if you go down and look in the salaries lines, we, I think I put a footnote in there about the salaries.
Yeah.
That the payroll adjusted, the state gives you and myself a 1.75% raise, and they've been doing that for the last, 7 years
this
on
year.
To, 2000
yeah.
and, I forget, 28?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they've given us. So, anyway, that's for us. And then I did a 0% going forward in 24 because there's enough money, once again, to cover raises. I always put enough money in the salary lines for everybody so that if you choose to give raises, the money's there.
Okay.
So it's already there. And then if you go to the capital outlay, last year we took a big chunk out, that $1 million is gone. So this year with the partly maybe West Charleston fix, we put $500,000 in there to hopefully, and then the following year we always put something in capital outlay because we,
All right, we're going to do
so
something.
So that's where we're at there. But as you look, our general fund balance is just going down. So, you want to talk about the road one? I think that's.
I mean, road here once again is, well, let's hit police real quick because it's super
okay.
easy.
So that is on page, starts on page 12.
Yeah.
I mean, it is pretty straightforward. We have a contract with the sheriff. We kind of know what that generally goes up every year. We estimated that when we redid our police levy years ago and got the renewal on it, or replacement on it. I said it should probably last for about another 12 to 16 years.
Right.
We're on track for that, as long as it, doesn't have any major jumps.
Because their contracts have been going up about 3.5%.
Yeah, we had a bigger increase a couple of years ago.
Uh-huh.
It went up, or last year, I think. No, 8%. It was last year. Yeah, it went up about 8%.
Oh, okay.
But
right.
They said that with that it would only be 3% over the next so many years.
Okay.
So.
And we put in 5 because you just.
Yeah, you never know.
Right.
Well, and we're still paying for fuel, right?
Correct.
Yes, fuel is
yeah.
The other next.
And
month.
That's just such an unknown.
It is. So, paid $8,000 for fuel in 2022. We budgeted for 10, and I did a 3% increase for 2024.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So roughly with the fuel and the everything else between the contract and fuel, it's about $126,000 we spent in 22.
Okay.
With that increase, it'll probably go up to roughly 36 with the 8%.
Right.
For this coming year, and we're getting 164 in, so we're still outpacing that.
Yeah, that's good. So we got 12 years.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, that's
so.
Good.
Talked about the fire funds earlier being multiple funds, the road's even worse. So, because we have motor vehicle license tax, which I think is the first one we have. Motor vehicle license tax, which is on page 4. Next year is a paving year again for us. We've been participating every other year in the county program for the last few years. We did a pretty substantial one last year. And hopefully we can do, around that much. Again, I asked Debbie for around $300,000 for paving for 24.
Yeah, which may only get us 2 miles.
We'll see what we get. So it all depends on asphalt costs, which is directly
right.
tied to petroleum costs.
Right.
And this particular fund we don't get much in, so it's a small fund, so we don't have capital out of this one.
Correct.
Right, okay.
Because we just let whatever... build in that one.
So right. That's the first
so
one.
The next one is on page 6. It's the gasoline tax. And income coming into that is always a...
Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? We went from in 21, 128 to 22, 137. The price went up. We don't know where it's going, so we estimated about 120.
And all this depends on
what the county tells me.
On usage of everybody else throughout the state.
Right.
And prices, so it fluctuates, but
about 120,
yeah,
give or take 10%.
So we pulled $100,000 out of that. The $100,000 this year was for a new mini dump, which I'm not sure we'll be able to get that this year or not. Once again, it's the backlog on the larger equipment, and then the $100,000 next year would be to do the paving.
Have we got prices on the mini dump yet?
Not directly because couldn't get prices because it couldn't get trucks.
I'd like to be involved in that.
Oh, absolutely.
So then on page 8, we begin the actual road and bridge fund, which for years has been struggling. The money that comes in isn't a lot. We did try to put a levy on in 20, right?
No.
2016.
Oh,
yeah.
Was that long
time ago?
Time
ago.
See how long?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it did not pass, and we haven't tried again, but this fund is where we pay the salaries of the road department. Where
this
we
is
pay
the county
expenses.
Fund, right?
This is the inside millage.
Yeah,
inside
millage.
So we have no levy, you know,
mm-hmm.
on the road and bridge, but we really need one to move forward and to continue to prepare, repair roads and take care of our township. And this fund's really dwindling, and it's hard to keep it solvent. Because you can see in 2024 at this rate, it's down to $17,000. That's not even enough to pay the salaries. So it's starting to look
really
weak now.
Say that again.
Okay. So in the at the end of 2024, with the projections we've made so far out of this fund, at the end of 24, we'd only have $17,985 if you turn the page over. Don, the back page gives you the balance of 2024.
Yeah.
And
okay.
That won't even pay the salaries of the road. So that's not looking good. We cut back as much as we can. We do put in the increases here for all the repairs, all the things that need that, you know, there's
mm-hmm.
electricity, heating oil, operating supplies. So hopefully we don't spend as much as, you know, we budget,
right.
And then we have a little more to pull over for a balance, but it's still nowhere.
Yeah,
it needs to be.
Yeah.
So this fund is really hurting.
I mean, if you look at even the trends from 21 to 22, the fund balance went down around $25,000.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So if you figure if it goes down another $25,000 from 22 to 23,
right.
You're down into the 140s, you know, down to 120, you know.
Right.
So it might not be as bleak as 17, but it continues to trend downward.
Yeah, even at the 91 that we say we'll have at the end of 23, that's still cutting it close with salaries and all the benefits and everything that we pay.
Mm-hmm.
That's still cutting it real close. So that's that fun. And then there's one more that goes to the roads, and it is on page 19. And that is the permissive motor vehicle license tax. And that brings in around $61,000 a year. And we've been able to save up for a while in this one. So we have a large balance, but this is another, this is what we put.
So this one is a little different because, you know how we've talked about how we put the two in to have placeholders?
Right.
Well, we couldn't put a placeholder in because it would have took the balance under.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can't keep taking it out of multiple years. So that $300,000 listed there on the capital outlay in 23 will carry over. It just doesn't show that it carries over to 24.
Because it can't go.
Because it can't go under the amount.
Okay.
So
so if we don't spend it this year, then
which
we'll carry over.
We don't have any plans on doing any paving or anything else.
Okay. So did we actually do the $200,000 in 2022?
Yes.
We did.
That was our paving.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Gotcha.
But the $300,000 listed there,
gotcha.
If we put it in, would it took the fund balance under zero on the at the end of...
A negative. Yes,
and you're not allowed to do that.
Gotcha.
So. In other words, it'll carry over to the beginning balance, and then next year she'll be able to...
Right.
To
put it in.
Put it in.
Okay. Well, that's not a very big fund either, though.
No,
I
it's
mean,
not one.
$60,000.
Yeah.
You're saving that up for years to get a mile of road paved.
Yes.
And so, if you remember back to, I think it was 18, when we did paving, we did a lot of that from the general fund that year to kind of let some of those funds rebuild.
Right.
So, I mean, it's had, you know, 6 years of rebuilding in there or whatever, so we use it again. So we helped supplement that with the general, with the 3.8 mil levy funds, and I think it was 18. So that's fire, roads, general, police.
And then the park fund and the
cemeteries. So the cemetery has those bequeath funds, which were left over. We've had them in there for a few years. I want to try and do something with them in 24. We've talked about doing other things. We'd like to do new signage for all the cemeteries, and maybe do some fencing along Bethel East and West, kind of as an entry feature there coming into the township, and then do some things at West Charleston, some new entry signs and things, because those need to be done. It's not a lot of money, but we said it was around $15,000 to $20,000, so we'll see how far that gets us, but at least get some new signage and everything put up. So that's cemetery, and then you can talk about ARPA.
So the ARPA fund, which we talked about, you know, we are planning to be able to absorb it after it's, you know, after 24, so we can keep the $2 raise for the fire and EMS personnel. And if you look at that, sorry, it's on page 23.
Thank goodness for page numbers.
So, and thank goodness we didn't print it on
both
sides. I tried to save paper while we were working on it, and we just kept...
It was a mess.
It was a mess, so sorry we had to kill some trees today. But anyway, you'll see that the capital outlay amount is still $250,000 for 2023.
Mm-hmm.
That is the money that we're hoping to spend on a purchase of land for our new fire station. And,
okay.
Anyway, it's still there. So.
Good. Did you check into that clawback?
We are not. I've not been able. First of all, I can't get a hold of anybody that talks to you for this type of stuff, even the reporting. Both Stacy from Clark County and myself have done the reporting. Hers won't let her finish hers. Mine went in as incorrect, and we've tried to email every organization, every state organization. Nobody will answer us. So when they finally decide that they don't like what they see, maybe, then they'll send us a nasty letter, and then we'll tell them.
We're trying to
call you and email you.
So when you did the portal for the ARPA reporting, the only thing I could think that maybe MVRPC might have done where they had to return some of that money is you had to plan it out by years what you were going to spend.
Mm-hmm.
So if they said that they were going to spend more and did not spend more, if you actually physically allocated the money that you were going to spend and you didn't spend it, I could see that happen to be returned.
Well, I went to a meeting last Thursday, and they said, hey, we've got this plan for this. It was on the agenda. We're going to talk about this plan for whatever they're using their last remaining ARPA funds for. And surprise, the day before, like, the state called them and said, oh no, we've reallocated your funds. We've taken them. You haven't spent them. And so...
And was it ARPA funds or was it
COVID?
Because you had to, you know...
Yeah.
Each one of these are different rules and different dates, but...
And that did happen with the
COVID money. If you didn't...
Well, I thought it was ARPA, but I could also be wrong.
Yeah,
I'll check into it. Anyway,
it's
just a heads up.
We were trying to figure that out, and we're just...
Yeah.
We've not heard anything to that effect.
And they're a different agency, so their rules may be completely different, you know.
They're
so,
a pass-through agency, too.
Yes,
we're a direct agency.
Exactly,
you know what? Maybe they were supposed to divvy it out, some of that money, to, if they're a pass-through, and they didn't, and when they didn't, I know that
they didn't
they
do
take
it fast
it back.
Enough. Yeah,
they
that
take it
very
back.
Well could be.
Because the county had that problem, too, Miami County.
Yeah.
That's why they had to redo all that stuff.
So
I don't know.
I don't know. Just a heads
but
up. Because we don't want to lose that money.
So that's pretty much all the funds.
The other thing, that's all the funds. Do you guys have any questions or anything on those?
I do not.
Well, if you do, I mean, you still have, this won't be on the agenda until Tuesday. So continue to look through it. If you have anything that comes up, let us know.
Lighting assessments. Have you heard, did the guy change the lights yet?
No. and I tried to get a hold of it. It was a new guy. I got a hold of him. He says, yeah, we should be getting them. And that was in January.
Yeah, because when I called you and said, hey, I think they changed the lights in West Charleston. And then I really, like, stopped and looked closer. They're not changed. Like, I don't know if the light just hit them wrong. No pun intended. But, yeah, they need to do that. Like,
yeah, because they said they were going to do it.
Months ago.
Years ago. Last year.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll get on them and make myself a note. Miami Valley Lighting.
It's a great contract if you don't have to do any work.
Okay, and we've called about this one that's been out here, I would say, and reported it on the site, because you can report it on the website, probably 20 times. The other thing that will be coming up is, if you recall, I did those fire department promotions.
Yeah.
And we'll do the actual swearing in.
Oh, good, good. Everybody's coming?
Yeah, should
great.
Be.
Great.
This Tuesday.
This coming Tuesday, yes, sir.
Okay.
And then, you got the next one?
Star Ohio is at 5% interest rate right now.
Oh, wow.
And we have never invested in Star Ohio since I've been here. But I'm thinking about taking all our CD money and just putting it over in there because it's 5% and the CDs are point.
What is Star Ohio?
It's the state
pooled investment
oh. program. Yeah, it's
okay.
a state
so it's
one. Yes. And it, yes.
Before, the RCDs we were had through Park National were
right.
outpacing Star Ohio.
Yeah.
And then everything went to crap, so to speak, and it was all equal. Well, now Star Ohio is rebounding quicker than the CD rates are.
Wow. So can you pull the CDs out without a penalty, or they're expiring?
I'll have to check into that. I think they're close to expiring.
They're close to expiring.
Okay.
So, but for 5% to the point,
heck yeah,
you know,
no,
and I can
huge
move that, if that starts to go down, I can.
Yeah.
Star Ohio is easy to take in and out. So.
I say do it.
Yeah.
And before, that's all I have. And before we move on to Trustee Adams, I didn't know if you wanted to see if.
Yeah.
So I didn't get bored to death with the rest of this.
Yes, sir.
Hello, I'm Glenn Davis. This is my wife, Kay Davis.
Hi, Kay.
Her name is spelled K-E-I-G-H, but.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. It's just
fun fact.
Anyway, I am very pleased to see you guys having cordial discussions about finances, and this is one of the most cordial groups I've run into, and I've never thought I'd ever consider anything about being part of a government anything because of all the rancor that typically goes on. So. I'm very pleased to see you guys so well behaved. What can I say?
Well, we can start throwing things.
Oh no.
I'm very
inviting
too.
I wore my nice white
too.
Shirt, so.
Yeah, here.
Very
no, seriously, I'm glad to see it. I'm glad to see the thought that's obviously been going on for many years.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you. I can tell all that from all the discussion that you have been making plans that go back years, making plans for forward going back years. This is amazing. I'm very pleased. I wouldn't have expected this. I just
well, great. Come
maybe,
every week.
Yeah,
every other week. Not summer.
Government still, you know, we don't get many compliments, so we appreciate that.
You know, it's always easier to catch people doing things right. You can get great things happen when you do that. So you know the builder next to us, which represents approximately the city, has
DEC.
DEC, yeah.
The developer.
Right. He has a gas right-of-way running to the edge of my property,
mm-hmm.
and he has taken that right-of-way back, apparently, and is planning on removing that so that I won't be able to get natural gas. Just because I wouldn't sell him a piece of my property so he could build two more houses and make $1 million.
Mm.
So he's, you know, I mean, that's just being...
So...
He's abandoning his right-of-way for one piece of property over so that he can, because he's putting a turnaround there. And he, anyway, I'm just, this is...
Oh, let me see, I just want to make sure I understand what you're saying. You own the property.
No.
Oh.
He owns it.
It's on, there's a right of way coming out onto my property. He's abandoning that right of way and backing it up one house unit so that I won't be able to have natural gas. And he knew that I wanted natural gas, and he's just being...
So the right-of-way goes up...
I try not to use such terms, but yes.
The right-of-way goes up, stopped, because he was planning on having a cul-de-sac on his property.
Right.
But since he didn't do the cul-de-sac, now he's gone to cul-de-sac it earlier
right.
and stopped the right-of-way.
And he's angry shorter. With me. He's somehow saying it's my fault that he's not making $1 million, and I'm like...
I don't think the cul-de-sac has anything to do with having to move it.
How much ground do you run there?
All the time.
Huh?
How much?
10 acres.
10 acres.
10.2.
And how long have you lived there?
2 years.
Okay.
I've been working with the gas company. I thought I was working with the gas company to get gas on my property, and I asked them to make a written estimate of how much it would take. And you know, we've been going on this. So anyway.
I would approach the city of Huber Heights and ask them if they wish to be a good neighbor, that they should encourage the developer. To also be a good neighbor. We could also do that. I will tell you that they not necessarily that's...
Yeah.
They say that they want to be a good neighbor, and I do think that they have good intentions. They don't usually
right.
follow through. But it's worth a shot. And
well, they haven't actually removed anything yet. There's still a gas line running to my property. But they're building the cul-de-sac, and they're going to tear that out.
Well, I'd call Vectron and have them start connecting right now.
Well,
they won't. Yeah. Apparently, he's already clawed back the right-of-way. I don't know. They never informed me about any building that they were doing. Never,
yeah.
You know, whatever.
I mean, it's worth a shot to talk to
him. I will
talk
to him again.
We can reach out to him. Could you call Brian?
Yeah.
I mean,
see what it takes my call anymore.
Well,
yeah,
but call the city manager.
I would appreciate it. You know, you guys were talking about doing gas aggregation or something, and I'm thinking about all this, and I'm like,
Yeah, it's amazing. We looked at actually gas aggregation. Nine years ago,
right.
On the other side of 40, or sorry,
right.
the other side of 202, so
right.
that Schroyer Dinsmore area, and
right.
unless somebody is willing to foot the bill to put it in, Vectron is not interested
right.
in
right.
running it
right.
and then recouping their investment. So
well, they want me to.
Well,
they wanted me to
yeah,
pay
right.
for the line, and
100 something feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
10 feet or something, we'd have to pay the rest.
Yeah.
But it was
if you didn't get a price, what that would be?
Well, they wouldn't. They gave us a sort of a ballpark, and I asked them for
like
a
8K ballpark.
Asked them for a written estimate, and they never came back with one. And then they said that I never gave them the usage and all that stuff that we needed. You know,
what was their ballpark estimate?
About $8,000.
I think it was interesting, too, that we were asked about selling for the cul-de-sac when the veteran guy was with
the
developer at some kind of luncheon or something.
Imagine that.
They called up.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the developer has grand plans, and if you don't fit into his grand plans and you know.
Well, I frankly told him, I said, if this... I kind of expected you guys to be reasonable, and if you're not, I may end up putting a codicil in here that says, in my property description, that said that it cannot ever become part of Huber Heights.
Yeah.
I didn't say that.
You can put a permanent easement on it.
Because I'm not interested in...
Right.
I said my expectation was that, you know, when I get done with this, I will probably sell it to you guys. Clearly that expectation is not a reasonable one.
Right.
I'm not trying to be confrontational or anything, but
right.
he wanted to take room for a cul-de-sac out of my property, and I'm like, you know, why would he expect that I would do that?
Right. Right. Well, and that's he expected.
How much
of
your property
it.
Did he want to buy?
2 acres.
Yeah, 2 acres. So so 2 acres would be approximately the equivalent of 9 houses, I'm guessing. He's putting 9 houses on 2 acres and getting half a million dollars, a house, you know.
Yeah.
My recommendation is you guys should be taxing this stuff, but.
So.
Not letting it be cheaper.
The annexation laws in the state of Ohio favor municipalities, and everybody here is rolling their eyes because I talk about this a lot, but.
Become a municipality.
So in order to become a municipality, you have to have 800 people per square mile for a minimum of two square miles and a population of at least 5,000. We don't meet either one of those criteria. So TIP does border us, and if we would ask TIP City if we could be a part of them, then we would lose our...
Whatever identity we have.
I'm not trying to...
Yeah, no. I mean, we appreciate your interest, and believe me, we have looked under every stone. Like, there is no stone unturned. We've gone...
Looked at even not even necessarily becoming a city, but becoming a village instead.
Yeah.
Still don't meet the requirements for that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, I used to live in the village of Bellport, so I...
Yeah,
and if we could do that, if we had that density, that would be ideal. And so one of the ways to do that is to build some denser development, like along 40, that would give us 1,600 extra residents in two square miles, and then we could incorporate that area and just create a block. But
so far
we haven't been able to do that.
My thought is...
Mm-hmm.
Not to say that I don't love my property, I do. It's secluded, and I love being able to see what I see out the front and the back door. And take something like my property and offer me enough to move to get a similar piece of property somewhere else that I could, you know,
and then
do that to it.
Yeah, and then then
you'd have to hire some guy like this guy.
We would, because if the township would purchase the property, which
right.
we probably couldn't afford it, because we know what he's paying per acre, but
What is he paying?
18 to 20.
Yeah, 18 to 20 thousand an acre.
He probably would have paid
you more because
he wouldn't.
Definitely wouldn't. Okay.
He wouldn't pay Archer. That's Archer. Archer was not happy with it. I really don't know Archer. I know some people who know him,
mm-hmm.
some people who like him, some people who don't.
Uh-huh. That's the way it all goes, isn't it?
And we're hams, too, so we should.
Yeah, Archer was a ham, I'm a ham, my wife's a ham. Amateur radio.
Ham radio operator.
Yes.
Oh, isn't there like a tower on that?
There's a whole bunch of bases. We won't go there. I got a lot of places where there are 18-inch...
More into it.
Risers to put towers on.
Okay.
I could put 11 towers probably up there in no time.
Wow.
Well,
that would make your new developer friend happy.
Oh.
Did he offer you any money for? Did he offer you a price?
Not specifically, no. He was just asking if I was interested, and I said, look, if I sell the thing, I'm going to sell it all at once or none.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't want all of it?
And he wasn't talking about doing that.
He only wants the raw land. That's his MO. I mean, if there's a house there.
Well, I don't know where the house is. And
He wanted the southern probably a little bit, right?
Well, he doesn't. All he wants to do is eat into mine so that I want to sell to him, basically.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't.
He
don't care.
He wants to buy house property for land property.
Well, anyway, Andy has your number, correct?
Right. Yes.
And so if you call Brian and.
I have it over there. I just want to make sure I have it. So.
Okay, I'll give you my number, my wife's number, anything like that. My number is 937-765-7768.
Okay.
That's a cell phone. You can leave messages on it, but I don't have an answering machine on it.
Sure.
My wife's is
937-941-7718.
All right. Got him.
You had another issue, too.
Oh.
You told me about this thing.
What was it?
The there's a drainage pipe.
Oh yeah, the
under our driveway.
Yeah, we share. We're sharing some space with the water tower, as you probably know.
Yeah.
The water tower has a drainage pipe under my driveway, and it's caving in. I guess I need to talk to the city about that.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd let you know. I actually did let the developer know.
Uh-huh.
Right now there's a space that's not safe to drag my lawnmower over.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I would call the city on that because that's got to be theirs.
And okay, anyway, so that needs to be done.
So you share the driveway with the water tower?
I share 10 or 15 feet or something of driveway with them.
We have an easement on our property to go into.
The part of my driveway that's paved in asphalt is shared.
Mm.
They've paved it.
And why is that?
Mike
Archer sold it to them.
He worked out a deal with them.
No other way to get to there unless
they needed access.
Access, that's the shortest.
Yeah.
So they have an easement or something.
They have an easement or something on that, and that's okay. They seem to be fine neighbors. As long as their water tower doesn't turn into a flood somewhere, I'll be fine.
Now, there's no gas coming up or out 40 at all.
Not to my knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
So where did Bosmus and all get theirs?
I don't know that they have gas, do they?
I don't know. Well, I don't know about Bosmus.
Unknown. I don't know them. I'm sorry.
I don't know.
I'm not particularly. It's very hard to meet your neighbors when everybody's driveway extends back so far that you can't wave at them.
It's kind of nice though.
It's lovely. And there isn't much going on there at Bosmus, but I can't imagine that they didn't.
That's the little machine shop down the road from you.
Process didn't have gas.
Well, you're talking about Fulton.
Right.
Before Fulton.
That's the part out there that it would be.
Yeah, there was not gas. I mean, this was 10 years ago that we looked. Probably.
I mean, the difference between propane and natural gas, like our property in West Carrollton, I run almost a mile of gas lines. I mean, he's talking about a couple hundred foot for 8,000.
I can tell you
how much.
I mean, concrete ceilings just got on the natural gas by extending
it. Well, that's what I mean. I just thought if Bosmus was on it, then if that was another avenue to get up to his property.
I think it's too far away.
That's a long
time.
Yeah. I would greatly appreciate you getting a hold of the city because at the moment it runs actually like 2 inches onto my property and, you know, runs across my fence line.
Yeah, so I would think call Brian. I mean, you call Brian, and if you call Brian, Chudrowski.
I mean, it's one of those things. I don't know. I don't know if that easement's permanent yet or shown on plans yet. So I don't know if it's developer controlled or city controlled.
Right.
Yeah, I
mean,
we don't know.
But at least it's worth a shot, and you could press on them to.
It's probably going to be a hard sale.
Yeah. I'm
it's
certain.
Already there, and they're gonna pay the price to back it off 30.
Well, but it can't run under the.
It can't run under a street.
No, I don't think so.
It can run beside it, but not.
It runs beside it, but not under it.
I have no idea.
Yeah, and so if they did follow
I guess I don't 100%, but there'd have to be.
I see what you're
it's
saying.
Not just going to be left there the way it is. They have to make
some kind of change to it.
I don't know. I just know that, you know, we've been trying to work with the gas company to get something done on that. It's not a priority because at the moment we have no gas. But I, you know, I was thinking about trying to do something, maybe a hoop house or something with a little bit of heat so that we could grow things longer.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's probably a gas backup generator for since my parents in the city of Fairborn ran without electricity for almost 2 months in the middle of the city.
Oh wow!
Yeah. When they had the blinds done.
There was one city block, the middle of which didn't have any power for a long time. They had some electricians across the street who dragged cords across the street so they had power for their freezer.
That's crazy.
I know.
Wow.
When you bought that property, was that your expectation at that time or since then?
What's that?
To have natural gas.
I looked and saw the gas was there, and so I said I'd try to.
When we moved in.
Tried to do that.
I mean, Archer didn't promise you.
No,
Archer didn't promise anything. He didn't care.
I'd like to know what that
promise anything.
Yeah. there's a hole by the edge of our driveway, kind of, where you park, you know, a garage that has, looks like has a pump or something plugged in. Always fills up with water, and I wondered what that's around.
Yeah, that's right. That's
I don't know.
No, it drains in, and they put a drain tile or drain thing on the other side of it, so we're okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there. Yeah, the housing next to us has a big
sump.
Or city water drainage.
Something for draining.
Street drainage.
Okay. All right, Andy will call Brian. You guys call him as well. Call the city.
Yeah, I would call him about your pipe problem.
Yes. Yeah.
It's going to mean more coming from
right.
People.
He's just
going to
call about the gas.
No, I will do the pipe.
Yeah.
Thing.
Yeah.
Fine. Thank you.
I just think you might get more movement on it than if I call. So.
I thank you.
No problem.
All right.
There. Oh. And I guess something. I already talked to the city about the issue with there was a situation where they didn't have any signs telling people that coming out of what was that street onto. Trails, whatever the carriage trails. Anyway,
the last one
somebody a couple of moving trucks pulled out going the wrong way
coming
on carriage trails
There's
out
no
of there because there was no sign telling them that they couldn't turn
lanes and so.
Yikes
indeed.
Maybe hopefully they'll get the signage up on that.
They haven't yet. I did.
They said
we recorded
the
it over a month ago.
Had to do it.
It'll be a while then.
The county said Huber, and Huber said that.
Oh, hey, let's see. The other thing is coming onto county or carriage trail.
201.
From 201. I guess you guys know that that's a mess, right?
Yep.
We're working on it. We are working on putting a light there. Actually, it's not us, but it's in conjunction with us between ODOT and the city and Miami County.
There will be a light there,
and redoing the.
I about got hit on the way home again yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, but
people
it's probably. I haven't heard any movement, but I can follow that on it.
No, there
I
has
think
been some
left
movement.
Turn lane there would be better. Than a light.
They got into some issues with the developer actually, and there was a section of it that never got recorded as right of way on that northern piece, and. So then they went back to I don't know what's going on between them and DEC because they've always worked well together.
And
no, this is Huber.
City of Huber, oh.
So they wanted basically paid for that easement.
This DEC wanted paid for the
correct. Easement? Correct, and so they're negotiating that.
Oh my gosh. All right, well, we're working on it. It'll be a while, sounds like.
Any chance you can just shut DEC down and say, say you guys can't do this because you're not getting, you're not meeting the Ohio requirements of this, that, and the other thing, and.
Well, that would be nice, but.
Just asking.
No.
No. You know, have it declared unfit for human habitation on the basis of. No, I'm sorry.
We would make a lot of people unhappy.
I know.
It would be nice.
I'm only half kidding.
Yes. No. I know. Well, you guys, thank you so much
apologies.
For coming in. Do you have anything else?
No, I think that does us.
Okay.
Apologies, I didn't mean to.
No. We're good. You're good.
Getting a lot of garbage. They did respond finally after about a month when the builders were there, just blew up against our fence really bad.
Oh, the trash.
Yeah, and it started again now.
But that's a different source now.
I mean, I think if you get the right person in Huber, they do want to be good neighbors. I don't want to paint them all as the evil empire. I think they do really.
I'm guessing they're not as cordial as y'all are.
Maybe. Well, let's hope they get that way. So, anyway, well, thank you guys very much for coming in.
Thank you for listening.
Sure.
Thank you.
Jane, did you have anything?
Wouldn't a roundabout be a lot better than a traffic light? It's a lot safer.
They looked at that design.
Yeah.
I don't know why they decided against it, but they did look at that design. That was one of the initial suggestions was around about there.
Yeah, and initially they wanted that property on the east side, the Silo property. And that's why it's
if you look at
created the way it is now, is because eventually it was going to be a roundabout. But now they don't have that because it's a permanent, there won't be any development there.
So it would have had to move back. West.
Right.
And.
Yeah, I think it's too much work. So there's the design meets ODOT standards per this last discussion I had.
Correct.
And along left-hand turn lane as you're going north.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Continue the decel lane to the south.
Exactly.
And
put a light.
A traffic light there.
You're right. But when that happens, I don't know.
Well, even without a traffic light, having a separate left turn lane would help.
Yeah,
would solve.
That would help a lot.
Actually, I think though, I don't think you need the light personally. You might need it sooner or later.
Well, ODOT thinks that they do. So,
if you put the turn lane, that would make it safer without the light.
That would.
And if you can even request that be done, if you can make that happen more sooner
rather than later.
Yeah,
the other thing that we're planning on is where that lane comes out and goes. So you're turning right coming out of that,
mm-hmm.
and it's
yeah.
a continual lane that merges.
Have its own lane there.
So what they're talking about doing with that is, and then it goes, so you're only doing that a little while, and then you go back to a four-lane design, so you're two-lane design, then the four-lane. It's to continue that lane till it goes in the four-lane, so you're not coming in.
That would be awesome.
But they just added a new entrance there for those patio homes.
Yeah. So...
Yeah,
that one probably does need a light. I'm not sure why, but there's.
Yeah, it's probably, I guess, a year.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I don't even want to speculate that because it's with them negotiating with DEC now. Who knows?
Yeah. So, okay.
Sorry.
Thank you. No, it's good. We appreciate your comments.
But hopefully they will make that safe.
Yep.
Yes, definitely. These guys can attest to the accidents.
I have already seen a few accidents that have been in the process of cleaning up at that place, and my guess is that if you go in the police statistics, you will probably determine that that is the most dangerous place in the township.
Nope.
Nope? What is?
Dayton Brandon 571 and Palmer and 40.
Yeah.
They got way more accidents than that one does.
Dayton Brandt 571.
I worry about it.
you come up a hill and there's a stop sign.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I apologize.
We see them all. So,
yeah.
You know, on the fire side of it. And and unfortunately, the way ODOT looks at that for their crash statistics, it's not only amount, it's severity. So, severity of the crashes. So, until you start getting,
until somebody dies, they're not going to care about it.
That's honestly kind of the truth. And not only somebody, but multiple somebodies die before things kind of happen.
Is there any way of saying this is the statistical progression that we see and that somebody will die?
ODOT has a lot of...
analytics.
Yeah, a ton of analytics. And the Dayton Brandt 571 is slowly, sadly, but slowly moving up their list of...
What is that of... freaking car go for a house.
Yeah.
Or a truck go for a house.
201 and 571.
That's 201.
No,
yeah.
Okay. Dayton Brandt, where it comes out onto 5. Okay, that's the way I go to New Carlisle. Right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
and that's dangerous.
And you don't even, other than, you would think that it would be the people coming south on Dayton Brandt that would have a lot to do. But a lot of times it's the ones going north, and you have really good. Line of sight.
I can see pretty well going out,
but
I'm surprised that's
you'd
dangerous.
Be surprised at the amount of calls we get.
We've seen a lot at 201.
We just had one.
42.
Yeah.
Past weekend again.
Yeah. But see, the state roads is not our jurisdiction.
Correct.
In the township, we have township roads, county roads, and
right.
state roads. So
you only get township roads.
We do township.
Dayton Brandt's a county road.
Correct.
Yes.
Dayton Brandt County and then 571 State.
Right. And 40 is U.S. Does that
that's
state do
ODOT.
ODOT?
Mm-hmm. Okay, sorry.
No, you're
all
good.
Right. All right. Thank you. All right, Andy, let's move on.
Jen, did you have anything else?
I'm okay.
Okay, thanks. trustee items. So, B City membership?
Yeah, I didn't email that out, but basically to join, it's $100. It's, we have to do a resolution that they provide, and then we have to do one bee-friendly event a year, which we've kind of already done, but I think we'll do more. So if you are willing to join, I'm good with it. I mean,
I think it fits
in perfectly with the Bethel Bees. We have so many large lots that everybody, if they just did a little bit, could
mm-hmm.
be a little more bee-friendly, help our food supply, help our farmers.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I think we should.
All right, I'll get you the resolution for the next meeting.
Try and hit that for
the next one?
The next one? Okay.
I have not been out.
What?
To look at West Christian Road.
Everybody on that road is asking me, and I'm like,
Don coming?
I put a bullet on, not a bullet, I put a target on your head. Not a bullet, sorry.
Jeez.
Look for Don.
I'd like to go out there with those plans and us measure that out to see what it is.
When you want to go, you just let me know.
Go this week, the weather's gorgeous.
Yes, it is.
That's why he's out planting.
That's why I'm
out working.
Day and night.
I know.
Okay.
When you get time, Don, just let me know.
We will.
Out there.
All right.
Any other items from
either one of you? No, that's all I have. I've got the newsletter. So I got to start working on that. Yeah, it is time. So we'll put a thing about B-City in there that we're joining. Put a thing about the whole annexation agreement. Your stuff.
I have the air packs that we got from FEMA grant that we go in there and the new hose from fire.
Air packs, new hose. And then it seems to me like we also need kind of a friendly reminder of our zoning code, which is swimming pool fences. If you have an agricultural business or building, you're not putting your trailer in it or your non-agricultural thing in it. And
so on some friendly reminders on
the
code stuff. Okay.
And then the garage sale, like the
perpetual garage sale.
Perpetual garage sales. I think it's 2 a year, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that.
And then probably the fire. Probably nobody should be burning right now because it's so dry. But that was all I got. You guys have anything else? Anything else coming up?
I mean, we got 4th of July coming up. We've done things.
You have a meeting on the 4th of July.
Oh, yeah. We won't have it.
The workshop, we missed that at the beginning of the year.
Yeah. Air packs and fire hose. Anybody else got anything else?
I don't right now.
I
can work on
writing
those up.
Well, you think about it, yeah. Debbie, you have anything financial if you want to throw in?
Well, I mean, we can, the financial part of it, I mean, it's going to be tied into the grant and everything, too. So, the assistance to firefighters, we got the air packs, so we can make sure we include that.
And
I got that grant.
Okay.
I was going to bring up, too, your guys' public hearing, that case passed at the Zoning Commission. Route 40, where the tower is, they're just rezoning it back to A1. It's one of those that's half and half, residential. A2 in the back, there's rezoning.
So has that been to our zoning commission and county?
Mm-hmm.
So public hearing coming up Tuesday.
Yep.
Okay.
Don't they want to put storm locks there?
They don't know for sure. That's kind of one of their ideas. But
storm locks, a conditional use on a
A1. Mm-hmm.
So it went to our zoning?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they passed it unanimously?
Yeah, because the owner showed up and she said they've had a couple ideas thrown out, but first things first, they had to get it rezoned to A1. They can't do anything. Because right now it's residential and A2, which doesn't fix. It's only a 10-acre lot.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually did us a favor by getting it all taken care of.
There goes Debbie. Okay. Okay. So is a conditional use for the storm locks, not a...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
It's not a permitted use.
Not a permitted
Who
use.
Who owns
okay.
that?
P&R.
Okay. So it's just, when you said the lady, it's the
She's the representative of the family. They actually lease out that tower now. They don't even own that tower anymore. So, but they own all the land around it.
Hmm.
So, I forget her last name, Hardy or...
I've made hay there for years, and I've never met them.
Yeah, it's Ward is the last name.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. I would come to that just see the heck it is.
All right.
All right, so moving down through the rest of the agenda here on our ongoing items. We're all familiar with all the things that happened with Uber Heights, and so next steps is kind of where we're at right now. And we probably need to have that discussion when all three of us are here. I mean, we still have a resolution that's floating around out there that is not going to be acted on by the city of Huber Heights.
Theoretically.
But potentially could be.
Right.
Right, yeah.
So their time frame's up, if I remember correctly, like the 27th, I think?
The 27th. They got it. They received it February 27th. So if we assume what they've been telling us all along.
Well, that was the information I got from Brian as well. So they have to act on it. So we probably need to talk about that when everyone's here. The state, the 202 and US 40 properties, demolition's complete. We're still waiting those
plans.
Yeah,
looks great there.
Promotional videos, you've still been working on those. Chris still has the massage parlor regulations. Land use plan update, we talked about the rescheduling, so that's already addressed above, and so is the B City. Trees on Singer, no movement on that from Metro Parks. The Dayton Brandt and Egg and Broad rezoning, that's totally completed now. I mean, our time's passed, everything else, so I'll be pulling that from future agendas. Archive Social, we talked about that before. We brought back some information. It's just on here as a placeholder if we want to look at that at a later date.
I
don't know what we want to do with that. I mean, it was expensive. We just talked budget today. You saw kind of where we're at. Maybe that's just not something we're ready to pull that trigger on yet. So, but I didn't just want to arbitrarily pull it off without talking to you.
I did leave it on there. I mean, we can still think about it and see how it goes and see if there's anything else.
And that's kind of our ongoing items.
Okay.
Any other topics?
I don't have anything.
I think I told. Did you hear about the Halderman property?
No.
It's under contract with DEC.
What the fuck?
Yep.
You are kidding me.
I talked to the lady's husband. I finally was able to get a hold of him, and he won't talk much about it, but there's something going on with DEC.
Right next
to
the Mustang.
I talked to Diana Jones again this week, or last week maybe. Yeah, last week. She still says there's no way they will sell. That it would have to be an unbelievable amount of money.
So then when you say that,
You caught on to that the same as I did. I told her what they was paying, and she said, well, that's not even in the ballpark.
Okay, so the fact that the current annexation hasn't gone through yet, and they've already bought,
They haven't bought it.
They
have.
We're talking about the current annexation,
the current
bottom pieces of the Gessman Levy properties.
It's now GJ.
Clear to the 40?
No.
The bottom half. The south.
They cut off half of those parcels.
I knew that.
Okay. And it's transferred ownership. It's GJL Holdings or whatever.
Barons and all.
I don't know how much acreage that is, but let's just say it's 100 acres at $20,000 an acre. They've already got $2 million in that. Mm-hmm. But the fact that the annexation has not yet gone through on that and doesn't look like it's going, and he's still out there getting other offers, this is not done. I mean,
talked to that guy, that Halderman girl, his husband, very nice guy. These people make no sense. I'm talking about the owners of property, that they will let somebody tie them up, not know how much money they're getting, when they're getting it, or if they're getting it, or anything else, but said that he can't do anything with anybody else. So he has signed some kind of agreement.
And he can't tell you what he's doing with them.
Exactly.
Can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
If you'd like.
Revalue the land based on the fact that it's owned by people who are doing DEC with the county at, they're getting $500,000 a property once they build it. So the property, according to the IRS, the land value is 20% of that.
They're not getting $500,000.
Some of those.
It's 50.
Well, Once it annexes, then it's out of our.
Right, but as long as they own it for the process of taking it over there, put a valuation on it based on the fact that they're going to be building on it.
Well, we actually can't do that. Townships don't have that authority. The city has done that in the past. That's where they valued that one parcel that was like an acre and a half, dumped all the taxes on it, and then offloaded that tax burden, like wrote it off, like 10 years later. I don't know how they did that, but we don't have that authority.
I'm sorry.
But no, it's a good suggestion.
Just trying to slightly outside the box.
They don't buy it until it's annexed.
Right.
The developer.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right. Well,
so once it's annexed, nothing would come to us.
I get that. They don't intend for it to. The city of Huber Heights wants all that money.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got a plan that brings in these actually rather nice people who are typically truck drivers from.
Elsewhere.
Anyway, the point of it is they're nice people. They're salt of the earth people. Don't get me wrong, but they're apparently well to do enough that they can afford Huber Heights prices for stuff. But it seems to me as soon as the guys bought a right to buy the property, that's changed something about the value of the property, and that you should be getting taxes on it until he actually gets it that way.
Yeah, well, that would be nice.
Just thinking.
Sadly, that's not how the state of Ohio works with their taxes. But that's a great idea. But if we could get them to change that, but it doesn't. Municipalities can do that. They can burden a property with the taxes. That's what Huber did. But we sadly don't have that option.
Okay.
Cities do.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. We good?
I'm good.
Yeah, I saw that.
Okie doke. Anything else?
No.
Well, then I guess we adjourn.
All right.
Okay. You got the time?
10:16.
All right.
Thank you guys for coming in. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet
Jane,
you.
Jane, thanks for coming.